Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump's accomplishments are unprecedented. We're going to be talking about some of these points involving Israel, life, religious freedom, the government, and the economy, just to name a few. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at an event for VCY in Milwaukee, speaking at the Expo Center in Waukesha, and I had a PowerPoint that was a smaller version of what we have at lcaction.org. I encourage people to go there, lcaction.org, where you can actually list or go through a very long list of President Donald Trump's and the administration's accomplishments. After giving that presentation, people came up to me. They were astounded because you don't see or hear this in the general media about all that has happened over the past 20, 21 months. Let's just look, for example, at Israel. And we're not going to be able to go through all of these.
No
but
way. Yeah.
It's very impressive, Matt. And in Israel, you've got so many things. $300 million cut in aid to Pakistan because of some of their anti-Israel and support of terrorism. Cut more than $200 million in aid to the Palestinians. He
Money's
ultimately
it, yeah,
withdrew from terrorism. UNESCO because of its anti-Israel bias and so much more.
Yeah, decertified the Iran deal. I mean, that was huge. One of the worst deals in American history, basically giving billions of dollars to the number one state sponsor of terrorism. I mean, Nikki Haley negotiating a $285 million cut in the bloated UN budget. And she also told Congress the U.S. is assuming a more assertive role in the UN. And she has done a bang up job as Trump's appointee.
Amazing.
You know, and how about the Taylor Force Act? I mean, he signed that, which prohibits American aid to Palestinian Authority, which in, they're getting, you know, salaries, they're getting benefits for committing terrorism against Israel and the United States.
And they're using our money to do that,
so that's
to reward
huge.
Terrorists and their families.
Yeah.
And reversed the 70 years of misguided American policy and did what other presidents said they were doing, but they never did, by recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
In less than 2 years, he's done all this.
Yeah, yeah. And opened the U.S. embassy. They said it was going to take, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to build a U.S. embassy, and it could take, you know, years and years and years. Well, my goodness, what he did was not only declare
right.
Jerusalem as the capital and say, we're going to put our embassy in Jerusalem, but he did it in a mere 6 months.
Right. Yeah. He opened that and he closed the PLO office in Washington, D.C.
It's yeah. unreal what he has
He's
done regarding
Israel.
He's the most
pro-Israel president. We can proudly say that.
And, you know, you know? In Israel, they're talking about naming a rail line after him.
Wow.
One of the professional basketball teams have renamed itself to include Trump as part of its name.
Seriously. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you go on and on about he reimposed sanctions on Iran, pledged to stop them from obtaining nuclear weapons. He approved a 10-year military aid package to Israel, provided the first F-35 stealth fighter jets to any place outside of the United States in Israel in 2017. So
unbelievable. And on life, I have to admit, I was dubious. I wondered. And he has turned out to be the most pro-life president in modern American history. The first sitting president to address the March for Life via satellite. And my wife, Sarah, and I were there standing right in front of the big screen, you'll recall, from
and
the Rose Garden.
That wasn't taped.
Live from the Rose Garden, exactly.
Yeah. And then Vice President Pence did a live address there in 2017, becoming the first sitting vice president to do that in person. So you see the priorities there.
Oh, yeah, and one of the first things he did the first week of office is he reinstated and expanded the Mexico City policy, which prohibits U.S. taxpayer dollars from going to foreign aid that would ultimately support abortion, including we were supporting China's one-child policy, forced abortion.
Tragic.
You can go on and on about life. He's expressed support for the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. It hasn't passed yet, but he's expressed support for that. If you go on and on about the Department of Health and Human Services announced the formation of a conscience and religious freedom division to protect religious conscience, people who want to opt out of performing abortion or prescribing medications that would do an abortion.
So he's reversed a lot of things from our previous president, I must say.
That's what I was going to say. A difference that you think of Kathleen Sebelius, you know, when she was heading up HHS, just as pro-abortion as they come.
And she, remember, was a friend and supporter of Tiller the Killer, as they called him. He was the late-term abortionist in Nebraska.
You know, the thing is, President Obama wouldn't hardly say, you never really heard him say the word abortion, but he would say things like reproductive freedom or core constitutional right. But then you see the reverse here with President Trump dealing with it head on and
evaluating. They have a policy that says that they're going to protect all people from conception. And then move on to religious liberty. Again, just one point after another. Again, you can't even begin to touch on these. It would take a whole program just for these. He has appointed, obviously, Sam Brownback to be the International Religious Freedom Ambassador. The first event ever in the United States was held to discuss religious freedom in the United States. The first event of that was actually held at our location in Washington, D.C., and our office there. Where Sam Brownback came, gave a talk, and was prayed for before the event actually began.
And we're going to do it again next year as well.
It's going to be a continuing.
Yeah.
The Justice Department has issued religious liberty guidance for all of the different agencies and so forth. It's just been amazing. Look at him in the first 21 months, the most pro-religious freedom in American history.
You know, he rescinded Obama's pro-transgender guidelines for schools. That's something that we deal with
and
every week.
And ultimately reversed the position on the Obamacare abortion drugs and device mandate.
Right.
Yeah.
Settled all those cases that the Obama administration had ultimately been a part of. So much. Moving on to the government, Matt, too much to add there. Now, in my presentation, I've got to fix that. I said nominated 68 federal judges. Well, guess what?
It's been updated.
A couple weeks later, it's 84. Not only nominated, but confirmed.
And rising.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's already outdated.
Yeah.
And that's only a few weeks old.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he ended the $230 million rebuilding payments to Syria as they continue, you know, with terrorist activity and so forth. He had our soldiers' remains returned from the Korean War. I mean, that's historic.
Yeah, and you look at Pastor Brunson has been returned from Turkey. He ultimately removed the United States from the awful global climate change treaties. He's renegotiated NAFTA in Mexico and Canada. Unemployment is at an all-time low. Hispanic and African-American employment is at an all-time high. The economy is at an all-time high. Stock market at an all-time high. More taxes have been collected by the federal government than ever. Why? Because people had tax cuts. The economy is exploding. Deregulation has ultimately allowed businesses to come back to the United States, and billions and billions and billions of dollars have been repatriated to America because of President Donald Trump.
He gave our military troops the largest pay raise that they've had since 8 years. And since 2010?
Yeah, and going back a little bit to the religious liberty issue, Trump, he and this is in the context of government as well, he said, we are stopping cold the attacks on Judeo-Christian values, a huge pillar of Liberty Council's advocacy.
Yeah, I would encourage you to go to lcaction.org. Obviously, I see we already have to update it. Things change so quickly, and more accomplishments are being added. LCAction.org is where we have this list. It's right there on the front page. I also encourage you to go to LC.org or call us, email us, go to the website, ask for Silence is Not an Option, the package that includes the DVD and the pocket-sized Patriot's Handbook on what pastors and churches can do with regards to voting biblical values. It's important every time you have the opportunity to go to the polls to vote biblical values, to vote the values of life, liberty, family, marriage, religious freedom, and so forth. Vote those values and encourage others to vote them as well. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and regular financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.